This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate. بذكر الله ترتاح القلوب وتنزاح المتاعب والكروب. The power of dua. Truly, dua is a great tool that a Muslim has, and it's a weapon in his arsenal. The great predecessor, Muhammad ibn Wasi', was a soldier in an army led by Qutaybah ibn Muslim, and they were on the conquest of Kabul. As they were there and the armies were clashing, the leader, Qutaybah, he was saying, "Where is Muhammad ibn Wasi' al-Uzdi? I need Muhammad ibn Wasi', where is he?" So they started looking for him. They found him having prayed Salat al-Duha. Imagine this, this is the battle, people are fighting. He's just praying Salat al-Duha, and he's holding his spear, he's raising his finger to the sky, and he's saying, "Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum." He's making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this difficult moment, lifting his finger up. They went back to Qutaybah and they said to him, "This is what Muhammad ibn Wasi' is doing. You know, he's prayed, he's now he's making dua." He said, "Wallahi, by Allah, the finger of Muhammad ibn Wasi' is greater and more beloved to me than 1,000 well-presented young men with 1,000 unleashed swords." SubhanAllah. Look at that reality. The reality is that a person can be a righteous person, known amongst the people for his righteousness, and his finger, which obviously is not going to be used for fighting, it's not going to be used for physical warfare, but it's a finger which is connected with dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that finger from a sincere, pure heart can be much more powerful than any army, can be much more powerful than any money, can bring so much, you know, greatness and barakah and blessing from 1,000 businesses or whatever, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who owns everything. So you have that connection to Allah, then you will have that greatness in achieving things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives. His dua, the dua that you make, is in the hands of Allah. Allah will answer the dua, no doubt. How He will answer, that is something that we don't know. And sometimes Allah will choose how to answer for you, which is best for you. So never think that by making dua that you are, and maybe you don't see the answer, that the dua has gone to waste. Rather, the dua is there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer in the best way. And that is actually the best way that you should feel. You know, you should find yourself, what is best for you. I was on a talk show with one of my colleagues, Sheikh Muhammad, and he was telling me this story. There were two colleagues that finished high school, and they were making du'as about where to go. So they were saying, "Let's make du'a about." So one of them, and his colleague, he said, "I ask Allah to allow me to go and study in the University of Umdurman, the Islamic University of Umdurman in Sudan." He must have thought this is a great, this is a great place to be. It's a great. He said, "What about you, Muhammad? What do you want to do?" I said, "I'm going to ask Allah to take me to the university that He thinks or He sees best for me." And so he left that choice in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Later on, this guy's dua was answered. He went to Umdurman, and Sheikh Muhammad ended up going to Al Azhar University, obviously, which has a much longer sort of history and a wider access to lots of knowledge. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for him what is good. So let Allah choose for you, make the dua, associate yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Muhammad ibn Wasi' was a righteous man, and he wasn't arrogant. He wasn't thinking, "Oh yeah, my finger, and I just go around like almost like a gun or something." But actually, even one of his sayings, and this is the humility of the people, he said, "By Allah, if sins and badness had a smell, nobody would sit in my proximity. And that's obviously from his humility, because otherwise he was a righteous man. May Allah be pleased with him. As-salamu alaykum.